The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hello, listeners. You're on Fresh FM with Rick and Harold. And our program is Real Life Stories That Change Lives. But first off, g'day, Harold.
Rick, how are you?
Good, good. How's things, buddy?
I'm doing great. Actually, I'm fantastic.
Can you tell us, who is Harold Mayaba?
Harold Mayaba is the lion hugger. Born and bred from the southern part of Zambia, I'm the market consultant and I'm a business speaker.
Thanks, bud. Well, our program, Real Life Stories That Change Lives. And today's topic, Kill the Old You.
That sounds like you're going to murder yourself.
This is an interesting one. I don't want to kill all the old me.
Why not?
There's probably some good bits in there.
Oh, looks like you already know what you're going to talk about.
Ah.
Because I got in trouble a few weeks ago, actually a few months ago. I posted something on these social media platforms. I had to reintroduce myself to the world and to my relatives, especially to my old friends. Then I said, hey, everyone, my old friends and relatives, I've got an announcement to make. My old self died a long time ago. And now there is this new me. And the new me has got a different way of doing things. Then my auntie texted me and said, but the old you made who you are right now, contributed to what you are and who you are right now. I said, yes. Then I realized I didn't qualify my statement like you've put it. I was supposed to say, part of my old self is gone, but I have to keep the good part of me. So you've put it right. You don't want to kill all of the old self. Now, you know why I thought we should discuss this today, Rick?
No, but you'll tell me.
Because in the next few weeks, we're going to cross over to another year, 2026. We're just in the last few weeks before we are actually about two more weeks before we get to 2026, right?
Correct.
And yeah. This is the time when people, they make a lot of resolutions. I want to do this. I want to lose weight. I just want to be nice to my children. I want to get a good job. I want to do this. Do you have some already?
Yes. You've mentioned one. I want to lose weight.
You don't have much weight, Mr. Richardson. Maybe a little bit. But then, you're showing me your belly. But then, why do you think people, they fail to follow up with their resolutions and get the results that they want?
Perhaps because they're still living in their old life.
Yeah, like what?
Perhaps their old life was one of bad eating habits.
Mm-hmm.
And Christmas is a time for bad eating habits.
We need to swap. I think I should come there. You know this topic better than me, Mr. Richardson. You should come and sit here. And exactly. And there is a saying, if the mind that brought you where you are, you want to use it to take you, I'm just paraphrasing this, you want to use it to take you to the future, probably that same mind won't get you to the future. You got to change it. So there is a part of us, all of us, you know, if the mind I was using or I've been using in the last 5 years has caused me a lot of trouble, why should I use the same mindset to try and change things for the better?
Yeah, I can understand that.
It doesn't work like that.
No. No, you'd want to change that mindset, change it to something more positive.
Yeah. So the problem is that there are some habits. You are talking about of wanting to lose a bit of weight. You have to identify why you have put on a little bit of weight. What are some of the habits? Do you eat after 11 p.m.?
Definitely.
Oh, definitely, right? Or maybe you love your ice cream, you love this. If the habits won't change, the theory part of it will just remain on paper that Rick wants to lose weight.
Yes.
So each and every one of us, we have our old self that we have to kill. Now, if you follow the statement, the topic itself actually is deliberate. I've said kill, you know, the old.
Yes.
Who should take a step?
Well, I probably would have said remove your old self.
Okay.
And so that's thinking about the bad things that you don't want to do anymore,
mm-hmm.
and drop them out of your mind thought.
Yeah. But I've used the word kill deliberately, and if you actually to look at that statement properly, or carefully rather, it's you to take an action to kill that part of you that is not desirable.
That you don't like anymore.
That you don't like anymore. Now, that's not very easy to do, because remember that old self, it's part of you. That old self, it is pretty much what makes who Rick is.
Yes.
It may be more like your DNA, because it has become so much embedded in you. It's not actual DNA, but because you're so much used to it, it has become more like the DNA, which is actually like, oh, there's nothing I can do about it because that's who I am, right? People become so much accustomed to that old self. But now when I say kill that old self, it's you yourself to take an action. Oh, you can use the word remove the old self or whatever. But it's you to take an action to eliminate that old self. Now remember, it's not just eliminating that old self. That old self has to be replaced by the new you. Now that's the new you who should cross over to the next year to help you achieve the goal of losing weight. But the problem is that most of us, we want to change things, but we are crossing over to the new year with the old self, which did not work well for us. Did not serve us well in the past, but we are still hanging on to that same old self.
That's right. We should get rid of it.
But the question somebody will ask, how do you do it? Because I've mentioned, you know, this old self, you know, he's pretty much controlling part of your life.
Yes.
Somebody once told me, or I heard a speaker, actually it should be Les Brown, who said, you know, I've made up a decision to, I don't want to put on weight, so I'll be very careful what I eat. So he gets a chicken, you know.
Yes.
You know, there is a layer of skin.
Yes.
You know. And they say don't eat the skin part of it because that's, I think, has got a lot of...
That's the fattening part, supposedly.
Yeah, exactly. So he would peel it off, put it on side, eat this other part, which is good. Then later on, it's the skin again. See?
That's the old self rearing its head.
Exactly. So he made a decision, I'm not going to eat the skin. He takes an action, remove it, peel it off, but he doesn't chuck it away in the bin immediately. He's looking at it.
Yes.
It's the good part. They said, oh, well, I'll just eat it.
Because without ever putting it in his mouth, he can taste the lovely saltiness.
Exactly. He's already imagining... wow, that's the good part of meat I've removed. Well, I'll just have it. It's just not, no, I'll start tomorrow. He also mentioned something like, you know, eating too late at night. Oh, he goes to the kitchen. I'm just going to have a glass of water. He looks at the fridge. Then he hears.
Yes. Something I know that sound.
Calling his name. I'm here. Eat me. Eat me.
Chocolate.
Chocolate. And then probably you look around your wife, she's not seeing you. Because you announced to everyone in the house that these are the changes you're making, right?
Yes.
So the old self should not just be put to lay unconscious, because eventually he wakes up, right?
Yes.
He has to be killed and buried to make sure that he doesn't resurrect at all.
Yes.
So it's a shame that our brains sometimes, when they get so much conditioned to a certain habit, it becomes really a struggle to just let it go.
Yeah.
It is very difficult.
Well, we're using eating habits as an example.
Yeah.
But there's many habits.
Exactly. There's so many habits. Or actually, some of the habits, they can be really, really, they can ruin our lives more than food itself.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can really get in serious trouble because of these old habits. This is a very serious topic we have here, Rick, because I've heard some people who are saying, I'm so determined, I'm going to make these changes. I'll give you an example. When I decided that I'm going to quit smoking, right?
Yep.
I had to make sure I'm not close to somebody who's smoking.
Okay.
If yes. I see someone smoking, I have to move a distance.
Yes.
But if I stick around and that aroma is still hitting my nostrils, I'm still inhaling and everything, what will happen eventually?
You're quite likely to take a cigarette.
Yeah, because already the message, immediately I smell it, the message has been sent to my brain. The willpower is there to quit. But because the old self is still alive and well, you slide back to the old habit. It's so, you know, you can do that so easily. I thought we should discuss this topic today because when you make a decision, Rick, to change something in your life, there are a lot of things to consider. It's not just what I say to people around. And some people, they're very good at that. Some people, they're very good at writing a long list and stick it on the fridge. Do people still do that? Stick stuff on fridge?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
I'll come and check your fridge, what is written for the new year. People, they do that. Good at sticking a long list of what they want to do. Motivation can take you from point A to point B. But the only thing that will take you to the end is the principle, to be principled. Motivation is not enough because, you know, I'm a motivational speaker, right?
Yes.
I can talk to somebody and they feel energized, they feel motivated. But eventually it dies off. What happens now, after motivation is gone, is the discipline itself that should kick in. So if there's not much, you know, you don't have the principles that you want to follow, the discipline itself, what happens when motivation is gone?
You're back with your hand in the chocolate jar in the fridge.
Yeah, you are back again. And then you end up saying, oh, this is so tough. No, well, bugger off. I'll start tomorrow. I'll start tomorrow. Tomorrow becomes next week.
Yes.
Next week, 2 weeks, months. Then you are back to December again. The same resolution will appear. Did you know that it's so interesting that some of the resolutions that we write, they don't last long. By February, you even stop talking about it.
Well, on that note, listeners, we're going to take a short break and we'll be back with Harold very soon. Welcome back, listeners. You're on Fresh FM with Rick and Harold. Our program is Real Life Stories That Change Lives. And today's topic, Kill the Old You.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Harold.
What do you want to kill?
The eating habit.
The eating habit?
Yep. Eating after 11 o'clock.
That's a good one. You know, I was when we were, before we went on break, I was thinking, kill your old self. You know, it sounds like it's something that you can just wake up today and do it, right?
Yes, no, it does sound like that.
No, it's not. There are some habits, you know, like you said, we're using an example of food here. There are habits that actually they change our body composition.
Oh, okay. Yes.
For example, sugar.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You are seated here today. You feel, oh, why am I? I need to have that chocolate. I need that drink.
Yes.
It's because
your energy levels are down slightly.
Energy levels are down. People who drink a lot of energy drinks. Give an example of coffee. The caffeine levels have gone down. When you are making a decision to kill the old self, the question is, what is going to replace that old self? What are you going to replace it with? Such that you don't run crazy. Because there are some things that when you stop doing it, you go crazy. Someone told me of a story. He made some changes wanting to reduce on drinking a lot of coffee. Then all of a sudden he started developing these terrible headaches. Terrible, terrible headaches. According to him, I don't know how true that is. According to him was, those were withdrawal syndromes. So sometimes you can have these withdrawal syndromes, which will force you to go back to the old habit.
Yes, if they're physical withdrawal.
Yeah, physical withdrawal, maybe yes. Headache or whatever, sweating, it may, whatever. Change of mood, you know, go up and down. And so to kill your old self, actually, you are moving from your comfort zone to something very different. And if you are to take that journey of killing your old self, you have to know that there is something that is going to change. And if something is going to change within me, the way I talk, the way I feel, the question is, what am I going to do during those changes? Because it's a transition from one condition to another, or one, you know?
Yep. So do you think that you have to replace it with something?
That's a question. But the problem is, you may kill your old self and then resurrect another giant that is almost more powerful than the old self.
Okay.
So that's one thing that people have to realize. Killing your old self has to be replaced by something else. It's a question of what are you going to replace it with? And during that transition, what are you doing to cushion those withdrawal syndromes? If it's something, for example, caffeine or whatever.
Yep.
Someone will say, oh, maybe you need to drink a lot of water. So you need to do a bit of research to say, how do I manage the withdrawal symptoms?
Yep.
I think I'd mentioned syndromes, symptoms, withdrawal symptoms. What am I going to be doing here? And because it's like I've lost part of my body, I need that part to be replaced. What am I going to replace it with?
So what you're trying to do is cut out the caffeine in the coffee. So
yep.
You can have coffees that don't have so much caffeine, or you could drink tea.
But, for example, If you're drinking beer, right? Maybe yes. the alcohol levels, it's 60%. And you want to reduce. The body will react because the body is so much used to that level of
alcohol
in it, right?
Yes.
So maybe now here you can involve an expert to say, all right, what do I need to do? Or maybe you need to be drinking this amount of water. Or maybe you need to transition
onto low alcohol?
To low alcohol at this rate, maybe, you know. Yep. So there are things that has to be followed. It's not just to wake up today and make those changes. But the message we are driving home here is the old you, if has not served you better, don't try to cross over to 2026 with that old you thinking things will change. And you know, I guess you've heard, and our listeners, they have heard this saying before. Insanity is doing same things over and over, expecting different results, right?
Okay, yep.
So I'm doing the same things I'm doing in 2025. The time I wake up, the type of food I eat, even type of friends, Rick. The yes. people I hang around with.
Yes.
And then I'm expecting my life to change. It's not going to work.
No.
It's not going to work. So I think that's another topic that we're going to look at, because sometimes it's not just killing your old self, it's to kill people around you.
Yes. Okay.
Now that may sound like, oh, no, we mean to cut off
yes.
some of the relationships
yep.
that around us, because some relationships, they don't serve us better. You can kill your old you, but what if you still have some toxic relationships around you?
Yes, and those people are still doing the same thing that you're trying to stop.
To stop, exactly. Then that becomes really serious problem.
Yeah, but you can't give up everything at the same time. So when we talk about coffee, a lot of people have a lot of sugar in their coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, they would be trying to give up two things.
Yeah, they'll be trying to give up sugar.
And caffeine.
And caffeine. So, and the body will react.
So perhaps they just have to pick one thing for a short while
yeah.
until they've conquered that.
Yeah, but, you know, We've used food as an example.
Yeah.
But the real old you that has to die is the mindset itself.
Yes.
It's the mindset itself, because everything starts in your mind and in my mind. So as much as we're using food as an example, the real old you to die is the mindset you have been using that has brought you a lot of problems, a trouble, that has caused a lot of trouble in your life. That's the mindset that has to die and to be replaced by a fresh, clean mindset that will produce different results in life.
Well, I've just gone through one of these things.
What's that?
Because I used to wake up in the morning and take my iPad
mm-hmm.
and play a game on it.
Early in the morning.
And sometimes I would still be there an hour later.
Exactly.
Just as well I'm too old to work.
You're like you're retired. Imagine if
exactly.
you have that habit and you have to
work. And you had to go to work.
To work.
So what I decided I would do, I would use the time on my computer in the morning to write letters to my friends.
That's even better.
And so now my friends get a letter from me.
Mm-hmm.
I stop playing games so much on the computer. And usually I write two or three little letters in half an hour. And then I feel like I've done my share of time on the computer for the morning.
Mm-hmm. Now that's very interesting, because you've already shown that you are moving from one habit and you've replaced it with a good habit.
Yes.
Because before, you were just a consumer of social media.
Yep.
But now, you are using social media as a tool to even improve relationships with your friends, which is a positive way of using it.
Good. And that was before we had this conversation.
That's why I thought, you know, I told you you were supposed to be here. You know that's this topic better. So that is a good way, very good example. Now, if you just had to stop touching your iPad in the morning, that would have been much harder because your brain is saying, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. But then you have changed your mindset. So, all right, yes, I'm going to pick it up, but I'm not going to play the game. But instead, I'm going to send a letter. I'm going to send an email to my friend to check how they are doing.
Yes.
Which improves your social relationships with those people because, says, oh, Rick is thinking about us. Rick cares, you know?
Yeah.
So that's a very good example. It's not just a matter of killing the old you. Then what's next? Because that old you is part of who you are, which yes. has to be replaced by something. We just have to replace it with something that is going to serve us better than the old self that was killing us.
So you've just told me that it was probably a sound in my head telling me, pick up the computer, pick up the computer.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you told me that because up until now, I thought that someone had snuck into my house and programmed my computer to be saying that to me.
Exactly. And it's so interesting because sometimes you can even end up blaming somebody else, right?
Yes.
So you know how I don't know how much time we have, but let me mention this. With technology, even with these same computers we are talking about, even the phones, every now and then, you used to have that small, tiny phone, right?
Yes, I did.
And you told me one time, a known person, they rang you or say, you know, that phone will no longer be working on, no, we are moving to 3G or 3G5, whatever it's called, right?
Yes.
The technology itself, they are moving, they're phasing out an old application, an old system that was working. They're replacing it with something else. Even our mindset, Rick, that's how we should move. These computers, we have computers here. Very soon, they'll say, no, these will...
obsolete.
They'll go to the dump site.
Yes.
To be replaced by something else. If we are changing technology and the devices, phones and everything, why is it that we want to use the same mindset we were using when we are sending telegraph? Is it telegraph?
What's telegraphs, that? Yes. Telegrams?
Is it telegram? Telegraph?
Yes. I've sent a telegram in my life.
I've just heard about it. So you want to use that same mindset when you have AI, when you have all these gadgets. It means that mindset has to change. It has to die. You have to adapt to the new system because it's crazy. It's so crazy. I've heard businesses that, oh, we've been doing this thing for 30 years, 40 years. Well, when you were doing it, you were riding horses.
Yes.
Now people are driving, you know, these flash cars or this technology and everything. So that's where the problem is. We let technology change now and then, and we accept that. We are happy with that. But then our own application system in our brain, we want to use it. The one we are using 200 years ago. No, it doesn't work like that.
Ah, okay, listeners. Well, on that note, we've come to the end of our show. You've been with Rick and Harold on Fresh FM, but I bet Harold's got one quick thing to tell us before we go.
Just a quick one, Rick. Each and every one of us, listeners, me and you, Rick, we have the odd part of ourselves that has to die. And there's no one who's going to come and kill that part. It's you and me to take an initiative to let that old self die and be replaced by something else or somebody else that is going to actually serve us better as we cross over to the new year. Resolutions won't serve us without killing the old self.
Well done. Well, listeners, if you want to contact Harold and hear more of what he's got to say,
you can call me on 0220-394046 or visit my website on www.haroldmayava.nz. My email is harold@haroldmayava.nz. Let's connect, and we have more to chat.
Thank you, listeners.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.